This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we had another sleepless night in Las Vegas. I don't know if many of you heard. And luckily, it's been resolved overnight. But there was a text message that high schoolers got that was circulating last night. And my son comes to me and says, Mom, you got to look at this. And it's a text message that had been, I guess, you know, passed from one student to another, threatening that they were going to shoot up one of the local high schools and then blow up the others. Now, I'm currently pulling up the exact text message. I apologize of all times. My internet is down, which, I mean, can we just have something go smoothly right now? So, it was very, very poorly written, you know, and it looked like a kid did it. And it basically starts out saying, you know, don't you go to Centennial High School? And the responder, we don't know who the other teenager was that got this, or the other kid goes, yeah, who is this? And then the person who sent this said, we are shooting up your school tomorrow. One safe. No one's safe. Every school in Las Vegas getting blew up. All right, obviously poor English. Then the person writes back, I'm calling the cops. And then the text ends, see you tomorrow. Now, you know, this, I don't know if many people have realized that over the past few days, multiple states have gotten texts and threats of school violence and school attacks. And, you know, this could have come at a you know, worse time right now in Las Vegas, but what was so amazing is that within hours, police already arrested a suspect. Clark County School District was all over it. Apparently, the Clark County School District Police Department and local law enforcement investigated the threat. According to Clark County School District's Facebook post that was circling on social media, they said they do have a person in custody who was arrested overnight. They say thank you to law enforcement who work hard every day to ensure our schools are safe. School will be in session today. And they say a reminder, all threats made against schools will be turned over to law enforcement for investigation, and making threats against a school is a serious crime. And, you know, Las Vegas is still trying to recover from the mass shooting, right, that killed 59 people, injured 527 people, when this real estate investor, Stephen Paddock, opened fire. And now we're thinking that he had some help, because there were like two windows far apart. And we're still waiting to get more details on that. But that occurred Sunday night, targeting the Route 91 Harvest Music Festival. So, you know, in terms of the threat that happened with the schools, luckily, you know, schools were open, kids went to school, I sent my kids to school, one forgot his lunch. Then I tried to go down to the school. The school's like, no, we're not going to be accepting lunches from parents. They're big kids. They can borrow money, you know, from the school if they have to buy lunch. But no, and I get that. But it was still a little chaotic day. It was a chaotic day. And, you know, people are on edge. And, you know, I was watching the social media responses to local responses to this threat. And, you know, keep in mind, multiple cities have been dealing with this. Apparently, in March of this year, three Berkeley, South Carolina schools had to be on lockdown when a text message perceived as threatening was received by a student. Then, just a couple days ago, Johnston School Districts in Iowa had to close multiple schools as a result of these threats. It was investigated by police, and the messages were deemed not credible. Classes resumed the next day. In Maine, Machias Memorial High School and Rose Gaffney School had to close on Tuesday after they received a threat. In Nebraska, classes were shut down in Plattsmouth School District after a threat from a student. And then just a few weeks ago, 30 schools had to close in Montana after several emails and threatening texts were received. So multiple states, multiple school districts are dealing with this baloney. And here we are in Vegas. You know, local law enforcement is, still trying to, deal with the aftermath of what happened on Sunday with the shooting. And now they have to deal with, some idiot that's threatening the schools. And as I'm watching the social media responses from parents, some parents are like, well, we need to close down too. Others are, look, this is just a hoax. Everybody calm down. Everybody, And you're seeing how different people are addressing it. And my phone was ringing all night. I was being texted and called, and so I really didn't sleep last night. And so I apologize again if I've had another sleepless night. But one thing I told people is, look, even if this is, just a hoax and some idiot student trying to scare people, we have a very sick individual who made a choice to scare thousands upon thousands of people. Even if it's not a true threat, we have a very sick individual behind the threat. Could this type of individual later choose to execute a threat like this? And so police and law enforcement, they have to make a big deal. Schools have to shut down, because somebody had said, yeah, not a big deal. Just, come on. Schools have been dealing with this now all week long. It always happens. Everybody can relax. And we can't relax. You got a real idiot out there. And whoever did do this, and a suspect, I can't say it's the actual person, but a suspect has been arrested. I really think they need the book thrown at them. I think we need to make an example of people causing this mayhem. And what really also bothers me, and maybe it's because I've watched too many, cop shows, is something like this could be a distraction on purpose, a decoy. So now you have people on, of course, on guard. We're always on guard watching our schools. And something else could be going on in the background. Or in another part of the city. So, very, very frustrating. I'm just getting really sick of people. I hate to say that. I know I look at the good in everybody, but we got some real idiots out there. But luckily, school's open. So far, so good. Knock on wood. So far, so good. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2000. 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. A couple people last night had Facebooked me saying that blood banks are going to refuse taking any more blood. There's, quote, too much blood. And I looked into this, and I wanna kind of correct some some maybe myths that are out there. Apparently, Newsweek has an article saying that people are giving too much blood after the Las Vegas shooting, according to medical officials, and that the long lines of hundreds of people donating at once can't be effectively accommodating. There's not enough staff, time, and space to collect from every Good Samaritan, and that blood banks have no use for thousands of gallons of blood they can't store. They say donation gluts often mean throwing perfectly good blood in the garbage. Now, I want to say, let's take a second here, and the blood can be shipped. I don't believe this blood is going to be thrown away in the garbage. There are multiple areas that need blood. We have just had Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Maria. Puerto Rico is still recovering. And even though the floodwaters have receded and construction crews are starting to rebuild, the people that donate blood on a regular basis are probably not doing so over the next few months. It's very hard to stop and donate blood when you still don't have a house and a home. And you're, you know, still displaced. And so any blood that we take in as a city, as a result of this shooting, we could always ship to other areas. This article discusses after the September 11th attacks, overeager Americans donated 500,000 units of blood. 200,000 of them had been thrown away. And they said once the waste was made public, regular donations began to dwindle, according to an article published in the Canadian Medical Journal. Association Journal. Now, I can't verify that many donations or units of blood had to be thrown out, but what I can tell you is we need to have blood ready to go before the disaster happens. A few weeks back, we had National Blood Donation Week. A lot of you guys donated blood. Thank you for doing it, especially because those people who donated blood for Nevada Blood Donation Day in Vegas, that blood was ready to go and then probably used during this disaster and tragedy. And so what ends up happening is a tragedy happens, mass shooting, a flooding, etc. People run to donate blood, and it's because they want to help then and now. What many blood banks will do is ask if they could put you down for 2 weeks from now or 1 month from now. Remember, blood only has about a 45-day half-life. And so even though, you know, you may want to donate now and you're standing in line, et cetera, you know, there's still tons of ways you can help, especially when it comes to blood. So, you know, the blood bank may get your name, number, et cetera, and ask if you could donate a month from now. Because when the blood that they currently have starts to either get old or they don't need, they're going to need more. And, you know, being in a city like Vegas or Boston or New York or L.A., et cetera, you never know what's going to happen. But blood banks will ship blood to other areas. So I don't want you to think your blood is just going to be thrown away. Yeah, some units are thrown away. You know, maybe there's an infectious disease, you know, when they're screened. Maybe it's a blood type that wasn't needed. But, you know, donating blood and starting to get your name on the list and being somebody that a blood bank could go to is so life warming. Now, another article was out there discussing why people donate blood during a disaster, but you don't really see them show up at blood drives. You do see people show up at blood drives, but it is very interesting how, you know, you see all this support, you know, and thank God for that, you know, when something bad happens, but we don't see the same passion for blood donation during the good times. So just like with any preparatory type of behavior, you know, when things are good, you get complacent, you know, you stay home, you know, we got good football week 5 coming up, you know, Sunday, people are going to be home watching football. Are they going to be thinking about donating blood during a regular time of year? No, they're going to be like, I'm going to set up for a football party, et cetera. And so, I encourage people to, try to be proactive, but there's a psychology behind it. You know, when this happens, okay, nobody wants to go to bed thinking that they didn't do anything. And so even if they're told that the blood isn't needed, they need to psychologically feel like they helped and they contributed to the cause. Now, there are funds, and if you go to my website or my Facebook page or my Twitter, I have ways you could help. you know, for victims. And there's funds created by Steve Sisolak, and Al Beshear has created a fund. And so there's a lot of Red Cross could use money. So you could donate also as well. But blood, please, please, please. You know, if I could beg any of you, you know, now in the aftermath of this, even if we may have enough blood currently, please put your name on the list to donate a month from now. If you can, 2 months from now. Now, what's very frightening is we're finding out, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, that the Las Vegas gunman, Stephen Paddock, may have been planning to strike 2 months earlier at the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago. They say among the 400,000 attendees at this year's Lollapalooza, and I think President Barack Obama's daughter, Malia, was there. Somebody got a picture of her on the ground. I'm not sure what she was doing, but anyway, we find out that Paddock had booked two rooms at the Blackstone Hotel in Chicago, across the street from Grant Park, where Lollapalooza has been going on, I guess, yearly since 2005. Both rooms overlook the festival area, and Paddock would have had a very similar view of the crowd that he had when he was at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas on Sunday during the Route 91 Country Music Festival. According to a spokesman for Chicago Police Department, he says, "We are aware of the media reports and have been in communication with our federal partners. As you saw earlier this week, the city conducts extensive public safety planning and training around major events in close coordination with our law enforcement partners to ensure public safety." Now, Lollapalooza was held August 3rd to the 6th this year, and Paddock's two rooms were booked from August 1 to the 6th and August 3rd to the 6th. But according to TMZ, Paddock never showed up for the bookings of his hotel. They say he is also believed to have been planning targeting another Vegas festival. That was the Life is Beautiful the week before. And so, again, what's concerning is this two-room thing. You know, Sheriff Joe Lombardo, and he's an amazing guy, you know, the officials that have been investigating this, you know, they still have, they're still in the investigation process, so we don't have all the facts that they could convey yet. But it doesn't surprise any of us that there could have been a second person helping him. It would make a lot of sense. But this idea that two rooms were booked, Paddock tried to also book a couple rooms at the Ogden Luxury Condo Tower that overlooked the Life is Beautiful Festival, where a bunch of, you know, kids from high school were going to go. And he requested specific suites, also at another unidentified hotel, but moved on when they discovered that they were booked. So this was something that might have been in the planning for a very long time. 22,000 people were at this Harvest Festival, and 45,000 people were at the Life is Beautiful. So we're looking at somebody who's pretty sick. Now, here we have received a little bit more information on his behavior and his gambling patterns. Apparently, he would play up to 1,000 hands of video poker in a single hour, dumping more than $100,000 into a machine. And he would bet colossal sums, like $125 a hand. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever played video poker, but it is a very fast-paced, computerized game. And all you have to do is hit a button. And it's very addictive with the colors. And people have a lot of fun. And, you know, if they win a royal flush, they're really excited. And, you know, everybody hears about it. Your picture's all over the place. But they're pretty addictive. But somebody betting $125 at a shot. We're also being told that people would see him drinking. He was he liked to drink. He was considered a quote-unquote low-level high roller. So he got perks like free limousine rides and, you know, maybe some buffets and maybe some rooms, etc. But they said he was there was always a constant stream of booze. Now, whenever I see a heavy drinker and a heavy gambler, you start to think about, you know, bipolar disorder. You start to, or mania, where, you know, people have these fits where they will just have these activities where they will drink or where they will gamble or, you know, do excessive types of behavior, shop, spending spree, sex, etc. And so we're getting a little bit more detail. I don't want to diagnose them with bipolar mania or whatever. But, you know, he definitely had some vices, and you wonder if that could have led to the psyche that caused him to want to mass murder tons of people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Thank you. openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is what we're getting from National Hurricane Center and the weather.com. They say Tropical Storm Nate, so it has been named, has been soaking Central America. It is forecast to target Cancun, Mexico, and then hit the U.S. Gulf Coast as a hurricane. Heavy rain and wind is expected to lash Cancun and Cozumel on Friday. A hurricane watch and tropical storm warning has been posted. They say Nate will make landfall along the northern Gulf Coast Sunday. It'll either be a tropical storm or a hurricane. Right now, preparations are being made for Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. And they say interests near and along the U.S. Gulf Coast should monitor the progress of the system very closely. They say right now torrential rain may trigger serious flash flooding and mudslides in parts of Central America over the next few days. So this tropical storm, Nate, is moving over Nicaragua and Honduras, will threaten parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast as a tropical storm or hurricane. So we're keeping an eye on that. Not that we need anything more right now on the pile of crap that's been happening. But hurricane season doesn't really end till November 30th. Maybe we don't hear a lot in November, but the waters have been getting warmer. Our summers have been shifting, lasting, you know, kind of longer than they should be. I don't know why it's still hot right now in October, but it is. I don't blame my car for that, but I do agree that it's hotter now, and, you know, the summers and the warm weather seems to be lasting longer. And it's no surprise that the Atlantic is still going to be very, very active with tropical storms. We're going to keep you guys posted on that. But, boy, are water temperatures higher, and that can unfortunately breed for this sort of system. They say this weekend, upper-level high pressure over the northern Gulf Coast will weaken, and a southward plunge in the jet stream carves into the central U.S., hence Nate will pull north into the Gulf of Mexico. It's going to be steered. That's how they figure this out, though. You know, people always ask, oh, how do they know it's going to turn right? You know, I'm looking at the map and you see it. Why isn't it going to go left? Why is it going to go right? Well, it has to do with these high pressures and these jet streams, and so they, it's predictable. Weather does have predictability, and that's how they could, you know, guide and watch that. We may not see the lines and the tracks and be able to figure it out ourselves, but meteorologists and these specialists can. So we'll let you guys know. Right now, though, we don't, in terms of where it would hit in the states, in those Gulf states, we aren't sure, but they are watching New Orleans and areas along Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. All right, boy. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. San Diego hepatitis A outbreak hasn't been discussed in a little bit. And according to Food Safety News, they say for months, this hepatitis A outbreak has been described in terms of homeless and drug-addicted victims in San Diego. Now, new information this week from local, state, and federal health officials shows a much broader geographic scope that's not really necessarily limited by socioeconomic boundaries. And they say recent patrons at Haggis Oaks Golf Course said an employee of a restaurant there had been confirmed infected. And San Diego officials reported that the local confirmed victim count has reached 418, 70% required hospitalization, 17 people have died, and two-thirds of them, remember I said there was, I was told originally 70% of them might have been the homeless population, now they're saying a little bit less, so two-thirds have been, but 33% of them aren't. They're of other, you know, populations that may be middle class or not. And so on Wednesday, San Diego officials reported that the state had finally okayed an emergency request that they had filed September 20th, seeking temporary permission, paramedics to be allowed to help vaccinate at-risk vaccinations. 54,000 people in the country now have been vaccinated against hepatitis A. You know, many of you have been wondering why, you know, people weren't vaccinated against hepatitis A already, even non-homeless people. Well, the hepatitis A vaccine came out later, I believe. It was in the late 80s, early 90s. I have to double-check the date. But it wasn't anything I got as a kid. You know, I was vaccinated by hepatitis A once I went to medical school, and that was in the 90s. And so the hepatitis B vaccine, I believe, preceded the hepatitis A. So kids would have gotten the hepatitis B vaccine and then later hepatitis A, but not the average adult. And so you can go and get your hepatitis A, especially if you're going to travel somewhere. We're recommending it. But right now they're hoping to vaccinate this population to, kind of hone in this outbreak and even spread to Los Angeles. They say today epidemic investigators from the CDC are scheduled to present their research in Maricopa County, Arizona. In February this year, and they say at least three samples from the Arizona shelter were molecularly identical to a virus strain in San Diego victims. Now, people who drank at McKenzie Sports Bar and Grill September 12th through September 22nd have to ask about taking post-exposure vaccine as well. When you have an outbreak such as this, okay, you could say, well, with the homeless population, if nobody touches the homeless population, they should be good. Well, no, you got volunteers, you have shelters, you have places that it could be picked up. Now, usually hepatitis A is transmitted oral fecal, where if you touch a fecal matter that had the hepatitis A virus in it, you could be exposed. And the average person's like, well, I don't touch fecal matter, and I wash my hands really good. Okay, you may not touch fecal matter, but, you know, do you go to a grocery store, and do you grab the shopping cart and put your hands on the shopping cart? Somebody could have put fecal matter on that accidentally if they went to the bathroom and didn't wash their hands. So, I wipe it down. I use a wipe. Not everybody has wipes to wipe down the shopping cart or the counter. You know, if you go to a restaurant and you drop a French fry off the plate onto the table, and then you pick that French fry up, going, oh, it's still good, 5-second rule. Again, what if somebody sat before you that might not have washed their hands after going to the bathroom? So that's how these things spread. It's pretty serious stuff. The incubation time of the virus in humans is 15 to 50 days. So you might not have even, you know, you might not remember what you could have touched or where you could have gotten it from. So public health officials are working on this, and it's a shame that this has to happen. One theory was that the plastic bag ban might have led to this hepatitis A outbreak because homeless people would use the plastic bags in California to poop it. They would have like a little bucket or a can, put it on there, put the bag on there, line it, poop, grab the bag, and then throw it out. And that's how they would get rid of their waste. And with the plastic bag ban, you don't really see a lot of plastic bags in the garbage, in these big garbages anymore. So health officials are now passing out plastic bags. It's crazy. We try to make progress, and I get that. And I commend people for wanting to protect our environment. I really do. I think environmentalists are really, really good people. Look, I worked for the EPA. There's nothing more than I want to keep our beautiful earth safe. But sometimes you need to just think before you legislate. Okay? And people don't do their research, just like with Obamacare. Did anybody do any research on that? Did anybody stop to think that the average person is not going to want to buy a crappy insurance plan? There has to be research before we make these big, huge, gross cuts, right? And not use scalpel surgical technique. These massive, gross movements that we do legislatively have implications. And if this really did happen where we had people die from a hepatitis outbreak because there was some environmental push to get rid of plastic bags, that's some serious stuff. And I think, any legislator that, wants to bring up a massive bill like that needs to legally show proof that they researched all angles of this. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's take a look at some numbers. 4 out of 5 people who have a stroke, their first symptom is a stroke. 80% of all strokes and heart disease, preventable. And $149 is all it takes to get screened and help take control of your health. We're Lifeline Screening. And if you're over 50, call now to schedule an appointment for 5 painless screenings that go beyond regular checkups. We use ultrasound technology to literally look inside your arteries for plaque that builds up as you age and increases your risk for stroke and cardiovascular disease. And by getting them through this package, you're saving over 50%. For just $149, you'll receive 5 screenings that could reveal what your body isn't telling you. Lifeline Screening, the power of prevention. Call Lifeline Screening today at 888-815-LIFE to learn more. That's 888-815-LIFE, 888-815-5433.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
$158.
for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's lighten it up a little bit if we can. Do we have any Star Wars fans out there? I'm a huge Star Wars fan, especially the older Star Wars, right? Like, I think one of my favorites was The Empire Strikes Back in 1980. Well, Carrie Fisher's script, personal script, which, again, sorry, still sad that, you know, I still can't believe that, you know, Princess Leia has died. I still can't believe that. But her own personal script from The Empire Strikes Back is on sale. And what's very interesting about her script is that you see her notes where she's actually editing the script. It's very, very interesting, and I posted it on my Facebook page, at Dr. Dahlia Show, and on my Twitter, so you guys could grab and take a look at that. But they say the working script, which Star Wars actress Carrie Fisher used for her role as Princess Leia, has emerged for sale. It has over 1,000 handwritten notes, including tweaks to the scripts in crucial scenes with Harrison Ford's character Han Solo. Right, now, remember she and Han Solo had a little tryst for a few months? Yeah. Unfortunately, Carrie Fisher left us. She was only 60 years old when she died December last year. She had a heart attack on a plane. Her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died the next day of broken heart syndrome. Tragic. But, you know, we've been watching, we get the reruns of the, and the replays of the movies all the time because now, you know, the Lucas Disney franchise have been making more Star Wars. So each December we're getting another Star Wars movie. And so people will catch up with the older ones. And even if they've seen them a half a dozen times, we'd like to see it again. So apparently, you're looking at a script that was revised February 1, 1979, and you see the interchange between Leia and Han Solo. And Han's like, you want me to stay because of the way you feel about me. And she's like, I respect you. You're a bold fighter, maybe not the brightest. And then she's like, well, maybe courageous. And you see her kind of go back and forth on what she... I need to now watch the movie and see what she ended up saying. But it's interesting that these are her notes. I mean, did she have the power to change her own script? See, I would do that. If I was ever in a movie with Michael Fassbender, I would be taking that script and going, no. Okay, you know, he holds her firmly... Right? The kiss lasts longer. I mean, I would be really, really enhancing certain scenes. So, The Empire Strikes Back script is accompanied by 3 leather-bound scores for the Star Wars trilogy that were given to the actress and signed by director George Lucas. The 4 items we believe are to sell for £115,000. So what? That's about $140,000 later this month. Seeing her notes and instructions and all that, very, very cool. And remember there was that little, you know, back and forth between she and Harrison Ford and, you know, Han Solo, you know, she urges him to stay. And, it's really cute. So if you guys want to take a look at that, it's, it's something different because boy, it's, been a real, real rough week, really negative stuff. All right, vasectomies are down. We are being told that the snip is going out of fashion as vasectomies have dropped 63%. Why? Because men may want to preserve their fertility in case the marriage breaks down. According to NHS, so this is coming from Great Britain, a number of men having vasectomies have fallen by 2/3 in 10 years. Experts say more men are choosing to preserve their fertility to have children later in life, especially if the marriage does not last. Now, I don't know how it's being done over here, but this article is coming out of Great Britain saying that some NHS trusts and GPs in certain areas have been ordered to cap the number of referrals. Remember, they need to start limiting some of their procedures, some of their resources, because they need to save resources. And, you know, figures show that the NHS only performed 10,800 vasectomies in 2015 and 2016, down from 29,000. The biggest drop occurred over this last 10 years. And, you know, marriages have been different. You know, relationships have been very different since the whole smartphone and internet boom and, you know, social media boom. Now, we've talked about vasectomies. They could basically do the quote-unquote no scalpel technique, where they still need to make an initial incision. They could do it under local anesthetic. You could be awake. You'll watch if you want. It takes about 15 minutes. They sever off the tube that carries the sperm called the vas deferens, hence vasectomy. Ectomy means cutting the vas or the vas deferens. This carries sperm from the testicles up through near the seminal glands, prostate, to get the seminal fluid to make semen that leaves the penis. And if you don't have the sperm coming up through the vas deferens because the vas is cut, then the semen will not have sperm. Hence, a man could still enjoy sex, still enjoy climaxing, but not have to worry about impregnating somebody. And the procedure has about a 99.9% success rate. So in the more conventional vasectomy, two cuts would be done, one by each testicle. In the quote-unquote no-scalpel technique, which I saw, you know, being done in the 90s, they would do one in the center between the scrotum and then pull the vasectomy from one side and then the other. Men were still sore, and many men would do it during March Madness so they could sit there and watch, you know, basketball, take off work, you know, enjoy themselves, put some ice on it. And then they have to go for tests to see if the sperm is not, you know, because you will still have leftover, you know, sperm. And then once that, you know, really takes, the fertility rates are pretty good. Not supposed to be the most painful procedure, but a lot of men say they're sore. They are sore. But look at this idea of, well, I don't know if the marriage is going to last, and I don't know if I want to do something permanent such as this. If you really notice, we don't have a lot of permanence in our moves anymore. Yeah, I am going to take a job, but I don't expect to be at this job for a long time. I'm going to, you know, maybe take a major in this in college, but I don't know what I'm going to do later. Yeah, I'll date you, and, you know, if you want to get married, we'll do that, but let's, you know, always in the back of your mind. And you know, in the old days, it was, you know, you met somebody, you married them, you're going to be with them for life, no matter what. You know, start a career, that's going to be your career for life. We have a lot of choices now, and maybe that's better. I prefer having choices. I love that I went into medical school, became a doctor, but I'm also in radio and show business. I love that, and I don't want to leave both. I don't want to abandon either, but I love the fact that, you know, I could take two different careers and mesh them. I don't want to take two different husbands and mesh them. I'm fine with one husband. Thank you. Corey's great. But when I married him, I never thought that this was going to be a temporary thing. You know, we didn't do a prenup, nothing like that. And that's because we really didn't have money, so it was nothing to prenup. But, you know, it was, you know, we're going for broke with this. We are going to, you know, be with each other in thickness and thin and, you know, whatever. But, you know, relationships aren't like that anymore. People get tired of each other. People fight. There's always other options. There's always something else. And you know that because you see it. You go online. You know, I don't know how many times Entourage caused breakups and people. I, you know, just kind of re-watched, I just finally got through that series, Entourage. The movie wasn't that good, but the series was good. And you see these parties of everybody good-looking, and it seems like if you're young and if you live in L.A., you're going to have bikini babes all the time, and you're going to be able to have sex whenever you want. Well, that's not real life. So somebody may think, well, I want that kind of life. That's what I want to go for, and that's not realism. And then they leave their partner. So, you know, interesting that vasectomies would go down. Also, you know, female birth control is getting better and better. Plus, you know, women who don't want a child have options. But, you know, vasectomies, not really a popular procedure to begin with. So maybe I'm not that shocked that they've gone down. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Rebel. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.